105.9 and 100.7. Continuous light favorites. Good morning, Scott Richards, and time for our weekly chat with South Strand Urgent Care. Today, Dr. Brian Adler. Good morning. Finally, we have a day that's not filled with rain.
Good morning.
So today we want to talk about something that I think almost all of us have occasionally, rarely, or a lot. I'm sure you see a lot of it. We want to talk about anxiety.
Yes, anxiety is something I see every day. People are coming in with either what we call acute anxiety, which is sudden onset for a reason, or chronic anxiety, where people have just been plagued with symptoms for months or years. And again, sitting down and really talking and finding out what are the symptoms is the first step, of course. Very important to first determine, you know, what is it that they're describing, because different people describe anxiety in different ways. Obviously, anxiety is basically fear. So people who are truly having anxiety have this, and they may not realize it, but, you know, they have this, constant sense of impending doom. With that, you know, they may have, again, a sense of their heart racing. With it, they could have symptoms of panic, shortness of breath, chest discomfort, a variety of physical symptoms. So, again, really trying to define the symptoms when they first come in is the first step.
And when you're talking about anxiety, you're not talking about that normal, I get a little anxious if I have to, people get anxious about public speaking, that sort of thing. You're talking about something that is debilitating medically, isn't it?
It can be very debilitating, and again, for many people, disabling to the point where they won't leave the house, they have difficulty interacting with other people or just going to the store, and obviously for others, it's impacted their work and jobs and really, has been a significant problem where, again, for many, it could be a low-grade problem, and they've managed it for many, many years, and then, for unexplained reasons, all of a sudden it becomes worse. And again, these are folks that are coming in. Often, they are self-medicating, either with alcohol or drugs. So again, many people who are dealing with addiction issues or overuse issues many times are self-medicating their anxiety.
Now, we're talking the difference between anxiety and stress. It's two different things. Or are they connected?
Well, they are connected. So again, anxiety is sort of a generalized term for, anyone who is just feeling, uptight. And again, many people don't even know what the term means, but they're coming in and they're telling me, they're having headaches, they're having intestinal and stomach problems, they can't sleep, they're just very, very nervous, and they can't relax. So again, I think, the important first step is just finding out, what exactly are they experiencing, and then trying to determine what are the underlying causes, making sure it's not a medical issue in terms of some medical underlying situation, such as certain hormone disorders, thyroid disorders, certain medications sometimes can cause high levels of anxiety.
Are there common medications that might do that?
Well, again, people who are taking any kind of medicines for attention deficit, Adderall, weight loss medications can do that. A variety of medicines that people are often prescribed, even for treating depression, can have sort of a backwards effect and cause more anxiety when it's supposed to help depression.
And it just sort of pumps you up. And caffeines, those things, I can't imagine they'd be good for anxiety.
Well, caffeine and any nicotine products, again, are stimulants. So any of these things can make that worse. So again, I think one of the problems that people often have a difficult time describing when they come to see me is what is the pattern of this? Now, some will say it's, day and night, and others say it comes at certain times, depending on where they are and what they are doing. And again, trying to unravel, is it a situational problem? Again, when you sit and talk to people, sometimes they have just overwhelming stress and difficult life situations, mm-hmm. whether it be financial or family or you know, just really difficult situations that create tremendous amount of stress. So, you know, that's an obvious source for many. But others, again, have none of that, and again, they're just out of the blue, all of a sudden, just incapacitated. And again, many people, particularly in the older generation, there's some stigma in talking about that. People.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. It seems to me that, at least for people of a certain age, myself included, I'll handle this myself. I'll deal with it.
It's common. Again, I think many of my senior patients come from a generation where that's considered weak,
yeah.
or why can't they just, you know, deal with it? Why do they have to take a pill or see a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that many of these are chemical imbalances. We don't understand the mechanisms, but it's clearly something going on with brain chemistry where people out of the blue are just having disabling symptoms. And fortunately, you know, again, medications can be very effective when used appropriately, and a variety of different therapeutic measures can be very effective depending on the underlying causes. So I think, you know, the take-home message for people who are struggling with these kinds of problems and really don't know mm-hmm. what's going on, I think the first place really is to get a good medical evaluation initially. And from there, you know, let the physician decide whether, again, it's appropriate to take medication, whether it's appropriate to refer to a psychologist or clinical therapists that can work with them on a variety of techniques to deal with life stress situations, which can be very, very effective. And again, also looking at the history of what people are doing that might be making the problem worse. So again, alcohol is one of the biggest problems I see, people who are drinking in excess. Particularly people who drink heavy at night, again, they'll wake up in the morning with terrible anxiety, which is really just withdrawal from alcohol. Mm. So again, people have a pattern of drinking where they may not be necessarily getting drunk, but again, the alcohol affects the body in ways that after several hours or more of not drinking, the body will start feeling very anxious, and
wow.
again, this is part of the withdrawal of alcohol. So again, some of that is just an underlying alcohol issue. So looking at pattern of drug use, alcohol use is a big one. And again, looking at family history, because yeah. many of these conditions do run in families.
If you would like to learn more, get in touch with Dr. Adler or Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, South Strand Urgent Care on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach, and the new location of Strand Urgent Care at Carolina Forest.